Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Any of the show, grab the podcast
free every day at tntradioempire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I'm rocking my daughter's future school Kansas Jayhawks t-shirt today and next year, not this year. And I sent a text back to some old buddies of mine and said that that's where she's going to school. And immediately got a bunch of crap about how bad the football team is. I said, Jesus, I'm a Penn State. I said, I'm not going there, dude. I said, I'm still a Penn State football fan, but I'm a Kansas basketball fan. I'm one of those kind of guys now.
Why not?
Joking. But that was funny because I was reading a lot of Facebook yesterday since they announced the Big Ten schedule. And of course, Kansas is in the Big 12, but the Big Ten schedule. And I understand we all like to be hopeful. And none of us, I don't think most people, if any smart person can't be that hopeful about an upcoming football season. Your team's sucking, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, playing.
You can be hopeful. You can also be realistic.
Right. I trolled what some Husker fans page, a friend of ours. I said, dude.
I did the same.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. I mean, he's always sunshiny up, man. You know, we're going to be 8-5 or something like that.
Oh, my buddy, he posted the link. It's like, yes, we're having football. Right. I went, no, that's not what that means.
No, that's not what it means at all.
That's not what that means at all,
know,
man.
I know. That's right. The guy's.
Of course.
That's the guy's post I got on.
They got a plan for best case scenario. They got to lay a schedule out
there. Oh, hell yeah. Of course they do.
But they also got to, at some point, everybody's sick, so we got to shut it down.
Well, he actually mentioned something, too, about the stuff up in the Northeast. I said, did you read a book, man? The Northeast is fine now. New York City went not really fine. Nobody's fine. Coronavirus is killing people. But New York City went 3 days without a death of COVID. 3 days.
That's a lifetime.
And it's like they're racking them up. 80 deaths a minute or something like that in this United States. And that's happening out here, down south, out west. Obviously, California's a mess.
This may have changed, but I read something at the beginning of the week. The only states that didn't have any new cases were Hawaii and Maine.
Which island?
That may have changed this week. But that was as of a week ago.
Cases or deaths?
It might have been deaths.
Yeah, it probably was deaths. Whatever. I need to get back into that real quick. I'd rather talk college football, but it's not going to happen.
I jumped on this guy's page, and he was like, "We're gonna. I got us at 7-3, mate." And I went, "No, you're going to be 2-1, and they're going to shut the season down." That's what's going to happen.
Let's just talk strictly football. Why the hell are they going to be 7-3? I mean, Vegas has him 3.5 as wins.
Because he's one of those guys.
I know he is.
I know. We're the best. This is the year. He's a Heisman candidate.
Nobody out there has put an over-under on how many games are actually going to happen.
That's a great bet.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that number.
There's got to be a number.
It's not just a great bet. It's a legitimate bet.
Yeah, but the only thing that's going to make it is obviously we don't follow hockey. I'm sure hockey might make it, but basketball is going to make it. They went again. They test everybody again in that bubble.
I think everybody's clean.
Maybe hockey because they're in Canada. Well, they're in Canada and they're not idiots.
Is baseball doing okay this week?
I don't know. My team is so freaking bad, I don't even care.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I haven't heard anything else. I know this. the Marlins are back playing, but those dudes all are not on the team. And they must have went and just had, Vince, the movie Vince from
Vince Papale.
Yeah, Vince Papale play. Because apparently their coaches, the Marlins coaches, what the hell's his name? Oh, famous Yankee.
I don't Jeter.
Know. No, Gino.
Okay, he's
Gino.
GM.
Yeah, whatever. He said, I don't even know half these guys. They put 15 new guys in the team because 15 guys tested positive.
Well, didn't they have expanded rosters to start?
They did.
I think it was 40 or 45.
They obviously called some of the minor league guys up, and the minor league guys were just right off the bench.
Thought they went down to COVID-riddled South Beach and rounded up a few guys.
Did you play in college? Yeah, get out of here.
We got a whole bunch of new guys wearing 60s and 70s on their jerseys. I don't know who they are.
This will be good.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So I saw there's a reboot of Who's the Boss coming up. I didn't watch the original because I was an adult, but I know what the show's about. And it was Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are both confirmed they're coming back. Is Judith Light still alive?
Good question.
I know the grandmother is gone. She's the redhead grandma. But we were talking yesterday about people that are not related. Is Judith Light still alive?
She's still alive.
I don't know if she signed up for this.
71 years old.
Okay. What is Tony Danza's got to be 69 somewhere. Alyssa Milano's still
69.
Okay, there you go. We talked about yesterday that since Tony Danza is not in that show, is not related to Alyssa Milano. Does that show wrap up with him getting together with Judith Light?
I don't remember.
Because they flirted the whole time.
Yeah.
That's what that show was about. Well, Alyssa Milano grew up. So you don't think they're together in this, do you? That would creep out the
people. Are any of these people involved?
Yeah, Alyssa Milano and Tony Danza both signed up. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Oh, no, the in the final one, Tony and Angela realize that a long-distance romance is just not going to work.
I get it. They must have. He stopped being a nanny and probably did something else.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So they wrapped it up.
What year was the final
episode? Maybe not to your satisfaction.
92.
Okay.
Really?
That was an 80s show. Yeah.
Lasted that long.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a 70s show.
No, it was an 80s show.
And he may have kicked it in the 80s.
No, because he was on Taxi before the show.
84 to 92.
He was on Taxi before he got the
Who's
the Boss, right?
That's right.
I wonder if him and Alyssa Milano get together in this one. Like, I always thought you were hot walking around the house when you were not.
You were not.
Hold it. That's right. I have the new theme song for that show. Somebody sent that to me today.
Haven't we had that for a while?
Yeah, we did, but I'm just trying to say. Trying to say it was a new one.
All right, we're going to pretend it's new. This is the newly introduced.
This is the new theme song
for the reboot of Who's the Boss.
That's what this is exactly.
Alyssa Milano, I knew you were gonna be hot when you were 9.
Yeah, I don't think I like Tony Danza. I hope that joke doesn't get back to him. We've talked to him a few times. He's been very cool with us. We ever talked to Alyssa? Because the right hates Alyssa.
I believe
Alyssa.
So, yeah.
The right wing hates Alyssa Milano.
I can't remember why, but I think we talked to her years ago.
She's a lefty, and she tweets, and she hates the
I don't know that we've talked to her.
I don't think we ever have.
Did we talk to Marissa Tomei when The Wrestler came out?
I wish. I don't know.
Because I get those two
she's
confused.
One of my favorites, man. Yeah, I don't think we ever talked to Marissa Tomei. I don't think she does
maybe not.
That kind of stuff. You know?
See, I want to say we talked to Alyssa Milano because we follow her on Twitter, and generally that's why I follow celebrities is because they're coming up, and I'll tag them and stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I have something along the lines. We've talked to her.
I know. The right. Hayes, Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, she's pretty political.
She's great. She's excellent.
She has been for a long time.
Craig Evans, Nick Allen. We're done with the Deadpools, right? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Until somebody else dies.
Yeah.
Craig's done with the Deadpool.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really lost interest in the backswing.
Well,
on,
you want to read names
Olivia
over.
De Havilland.
You don't want to read names over and over again.
Right. It was getting repetitive, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. Plus, he's winning now. He's all cocky, you know?
Well, we stacked a bunch of big hits with, you know,
right
Carl
away.
Reiner and and Olivia De Havilland, and there was another one before the vacation that was a big one,
right.
too.
I'm
and
pretty
so,
sure every Deathpool name that could be mentioned on the air has probably been mentioned on the air.
If you haven't had a hit yet, I don't know.
Yeah.
And well, except for the ones, you're right, the ones that are dirty, we can't mention.
Right.
Which you still got to do that. We have to mention those.
Some
someday.
People that are doing well, but we can't say their name.
No. All right. What's today, Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
August 6th.
Unless you're listening to a podcast, you can do that at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
2020.
Down the road. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.